This is the 28th of June, 2022. Firegate. This is a follow-up to an e-letter I wrote about the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which is the abortion law from 1973. Father, I just thank you and praise you. Put it in order. Line it up according to your desire, God, of how you want the insight, the revelatory word to flow. We thank you and praise you for all the great things that you have done and are doing that we can't even believe it happened after working for decades with this, in Jesus' name. All right, I want to talk to you. About the that God's doing an incredibly significant and awesome thing in these days. There's a ministry that I'm associated with called Beit Chaim in Jerusalem. It's a pro-life ministry. It means the hand of God. And as we've seen the hand of God move to overturn on a governmental level, which this is the significance of this. It rolls away the reproach governmentally on this nation for the shedding of innocent blood, which brings a judgment on the nation. This nation, the United States of America, has been under judgment. Incredible judgment. And we see the pushback. Thank you for Supreme Court Judge Clarence Thomas. He's risen up to be a mighty man of God for righteousness and upholding righteousness in the face of wickedness. First of all, I'm just going to get some review background, and I'm going to go to the scripture Jeremiah 17, which is applicable to the events that are transpiring now and what is to come. The judgments are on the wicked. So Friday, June 24th, 2022, Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. It originally went into effect in 1973, which, by the way, used to be illegal in San Francisco to commit a homosexual act. And at that time, the laws also changed. At the time of the abortion laws going in, or the abortion law considered Roe versus Wade, going into effect, homosexuality and gay rights became accepted. And we're no longer an abomination against the Lord God governmentally in this nation. They still were according to the government of God in the Holy Scriptures. So I went on to say that in October 1st, 2019, and you can go to kdpearlministries.com on the schedule page. And I have documented a people's court on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States, in which major leaders of the pro-life movement came together and basically held a court in the same kind of court order and proceedings as the Supreme Court judges and their staffs were meeting to decide which laws were going to be on the docket to review. And we had petitioned, actually it was a moral outcry. We were petitioning that the court would hear this. All right, it was significant because it was on Rosh Hashanah. And the ruling got overturned almost 50 years to the date which is almost three and a half years ago, that began to initiate the movement, the pro-life movement in the United States, began to issue or move forward legally to have this heinous legislate overturn. I'm sorry, I was reminiscing about how many pro-life, you know, rallies and that I had been involved with, and how much prayer over the decades. Just how blind, and it was a blood sacrifice to Moloch. It's sex magic for power. Blood has power. Anyway, it was overturned, and it's 50 years. We expect this coming into the Shemitah year and year of Jubilee, we expect that there are overturnings of Shabbat years, sabbaticals, and Jubilees that are in motion now because of the God changes the times and the laws. It says in the book of Daniel, of course, the Antichrist also tries to change the times and the laws. But God is the one who sets the timepieces in motion, and especially prophetically established in really Israel when it became a state in 1947, when the decree went forth from the United Nations to separate a Jewish state out of Arab lands. And then the next year, May 15th, 1948, it was established, and this started in a culmination of prophecies being released over the last century into this century. This generation will see many things still coming to pass as we look at all the signs leading to the return of the Lord. And the righteous will rejoice at the judgment of the wicked because there's no repentance. Let me talk to you about this just a minute. About mercy. God is a merciful God. But you can't presume on His mercy. You must rend your hearts and you must have an attitude of repentance. And repentance, true repentance, authentic repentance, leads to God's mercy being extended to you from the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. And then the Lord will have requirements of you that He will speak to you. Sometimes you have to make restitution. You have to make it right. When you've been offensive or clumsy in what you think the will of God is, or whatever, your transgression, those are transgression. Your sin is blatant rebellion. Transgression is the iniquities that you're born with in your DNA and your assumptions that you bring to the table, even when you acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord, and then you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. All right, so this October 1st began Rosh Hashanah, Yom Terah, which is the blowing of the trumpets, which the silver trumpets, one of the designations, not just repentance and a call to war, but the announcing, heralding the coming of the King. In 2019, after this was initiated by leaders in the pro-life and mainly Christians, now there are all of them that I know are Christians, movement, I think it was February, of course, COVID-19 had already been released on the populations of the world and was beginning to get some traction, but it was in February 2020. So that would have been October, November, you know, December 3-4 months later, the lockdowns, worldwide lockdowns happened. Because I didn't go into lockdown, I kept doing I always do. I would drive through Pasadena on 6 lanes of highway and be the only car. And God at that time was moving me to Arizona from California. I could no longer handle California. I could no longer handle the churches and the mentality of the churches, because they were responsible. The responsible leadership for the churches laid down their lives, like Bertie Parker and her son Joseph, thank you, for a moral outcry, to put together movements like the People's Court on the Supreme Court justice steps. God bless them. They are very precious. Okay. Then people were relegated to their homes. You couldn't go out. You had to have masks, etc., etc.